You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Protesters across the nation and here in Syracuse are calling on Congress to end the separation of children from their parents among people at the border and other immigrants. Robin Best of Manlius took part in today's march and rally. She believes the policy for those trying to gain asylum in the United States will have long-term effects.
These children that are being separated from their parents are going to live with the post-traumatic stress from this for the rest of their lives. I just can't believe this is happening in America. And what I'm really outraged about is that Congress does not seem to be very outraged.
Their demonstration comes as Congress is considering a compromise immigration bill that would end the separation of children from their parents. It would also allow the DACA program Dreamers to stay in the U.S. Best has not seen anything to convince her that the Republican-led Congress and Syracuse Representative John Katko are ready to make any progress on the sticky issue of immigration.
I'm not holding out a lot of hope, but I think he should know that what he's standing for right now is just not acceptable. And if he doesn't do something pretty darn quick, we're going to vote him out.
Ursula Rosum of Syracuse Immigrant and Refugee Defense Network is hoping to see action in Washington.
So we really want John Katko to stand up against what Attorney General Sessions is doing. I mean, even the United Nations has spoken out against this new policy in the U.S. So there's outrage, you know, around the country and around the world.
Protesters marched from Katko's office to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. Dina Price of Manlius worries immigration policies that harm children might have negative impacts.
What really frightens me, as much as all the horrors that are happening, this will be a whole generation of people who will grow up hating the United States.
Yeah.
What are we in this country that we would allow this to happen?
The Workers' Center of Central New York and the CNY Solidarity Coalition also helped organize the rally. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.